Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The federal government will be taking a tougher stance on marijuana in states like Alaska, where the drug has been legalized by voters. According to a Facebook post by Senator Lisa Murkowski, the U.S. Department of Justice is withdrawing the Cole Memorandum, an Obama-era policy of respecting state marijuana laws. Murkowski says her office received notification from the U.S. Justice Department this morning, calling the action regrettable and disruptive to state regulatory regimes. Murkowski says she repeatedly discouraged Attorney General Jeff Sessions from reversing the policy and instead asked that he work with states and Congress on any changes he felt necessary. Seven other states have legalized marijuana. The porcupine caribou herd is at its largest since monitoring began in the 1970s. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that a new estimate puts herd size at 218,000 animals, nearly 100,000 greater than a population low in 2001. The latest estimate, based on aerial photos taken this past summer by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, continues an upward trend for the porcupine herd.
We've definitely had an improvement in calf production and adult female survival.
Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Jason Sikoski says underlying drivers are harder to explain.
Predation, changes in weather, changes in habitat, all those types of things affect all those demographics, and currently we don't have any studies specifically looking at what factors are affecting those demographics.
Caribou counts are used to manage the herd, but because hunting pressure on porcupine caribou is low, no regulatory changes are anticipated. The porcupine herd is a traditional food source of the Gwich'in Athabascan people. The herd's range includes the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. DNA from two infants buried more than 11,000 years ago at a site south of Fairbanks provides evidence of a previously unknown ancient people. University of Alaska Fairbanks archaeology professor Ben Potter and an international team discovered the remains, which originate from some of the first people to cross the Bering land bridge from Asia to Alaska. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the research published in the journal Nature yesterday sheds new light on when and how people settled in North America.
You know, we are humans. We are hunter-gatherers. Ellis has been...
Ben Potter couldn't even get a cup of coffee Wednesday morning because he was fielding interviews with reporters from around the world who were clamoring to talk about the article that he and two fellow researchers had co-authored, a piece that had already created quite a stir in the scientific community.
The importance of the paper is, one, that we've identified a brand new population that we hitherto did not know existed, ancient Beringians. And the second is what the implications are for that, for understanding the people into the new world, which, you know, is pretty profound.
The article is the latest chapter in the evolving study of how humans migrated from Asia to North America and how some, but not all, went on to settle the rest of the Western Hemisphere.
It opens the window for a much wider and more accurate perspective on the complex colonization of the New World.
The key evidence that opened that window wide came from DNA samples taken from the remains of an infant girl who'd been buried more than 11,000 years ago at a site located on a ridge above the Tanana River about 50 miles south of Fairbanks. Archaeologists first found the remains of a young child at the so-called Upward Sun River site in 2010, and further excavation revealed those of two infants.
These two were part of an ancient population that came into the New World, survived, were part of a very well-adapted group of people that survived for thousands of years in the far north.
Potter says the genetic analysis and other evidence confirmed the infant whose genome was analyzed was descended from a group that had separated from other East Asian peoples about 35,000 years ago. But the data also showed the infant likely was not related to the people who crossed over from Asia and then migrated into both North and South America, the people who became Native Americans. So Potter and fellow researchers concluded the infant was descended from a new and heretofore unknown group they called ancient Beringians. The name refers to the region known as Beringia, which encompasses most of Alaska, eastern Siberia, and the land bridge that once connected the two continents and which is now submerged below the Bering Sea. Potter says the ancient people settled in Beringia for a few thousand years, despite the harsh ebb and flow of the Pleistocene Ice Age.
Throughout periods of almost unimaginable climate change, from full glacial conditions to essentially the modern boreal forest, with extinctions of mammoth, later on extinction of bison. So major climate, vegetation, and animal abundance changes, but yet they persisted throughout this region.
All of which, Potter says, leads one to wonder what happened to the ancient Beringians.
The answer is we don't know at this point.
But that's okay, Potter says. He says scientists will continue the search for more DNA samples from early Athabascan peoples to determine whether they're related to the ancient Beringians. And he says researchers will begin to work on all the other new questions the study raises.
Certainly it provides new questions, which as a scientist, that's the most important thing.
Potter says, however, there's no question that the history of the New World's indigenous peoples grows more complex with every new study that's published. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Anchorage siblings Caitlin and Scott Patterson glided to decisive victories yesterday in opening day races at the U.S. National Cross Country Ski Championships at Anchorage's Kincaid Park. I'm Dan Bross.